It's up to 19,000 kids in custody after coming into the U.S. alone. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and one of them was found in the desert last week, seen on video that's gone viral.
So this child just walks up to border agents sobbing. Again, he was traveling in a group without his family. He explains they left him behind while heading to the border and crying. He asks the agents, where else would he go if he doesn't go with them?
Fox's Alex Hogan in Mission, Texas. A new facility to house unaccompanied minors has opened in that state. The head of Homeland Security is reportedly considering restarting some border wall construction in areas with gaps where migrants are coming in. We're now up to 169 million COVID vaccine shots into arms across the U.S., with about a third of all Americans getting at least one dose so far. And while many report having a sore arm afterwards and maybe feeling a little sick, there's another reaction for some. Fox's Evan Brown has the info live.
Yeah, Dave, a new study now published in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology says a small number of people who received either Pfizer's or Moderna's coronavirus vaccine are getting some kind of skin irritation and, in fewer cases, shingles. The report says nobody who experienced this kind of reaction had any life-threatening symptoms. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine had not yet been approved when these data were collected, so there's no word yet on if those reactions are felt by people receiving that vaccine, Dave.
Evan, a big company that had endorsed a star NFL quarterback, is now taking a pass.
In the wake of being accused of sexual assault and inappropriate sexual behavior in 22 separate civil lawsuits filed over the last month, Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson has had his endorsement contract with Nike suspended.
Fox's Jared Max.
Watson has not been criminally charged. He has denied any wrongdoing, largely accused of sexual misconduct with women he is alleged to have paid for massages. The Houston Police Department and the NFL are investigating the claims.
America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn, but now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
It's the policy of KPLU to provide equal employment opportunity to all qualified individuals without regard to their race, color, religion, national origin, sex, age, disability, sexual orientation, or any other characteristic protected by law in all personnel actions. If your organization distributes information about employment opportunities to job seekers, please contact Star Favreau at KPLU by calling 928-344-4980 or write to her at our address, 755 West 28th Street, or check our website, kpluam.com, for more details.
We tend to be more productive, know a thing or two about overcoming obstacles, and we tend to perform above the norm in quality and quantity of work. We are members of Arizona's deaf, hard of hearing, and deaf-blind community. Despite how good we are at work, too many of us remain unemployed. So let's get to work changing that. Next time you're hiring, bring us in for an interview. To learn more about the Let's Get to Work initiative, visit changeyourperception.org. That's changeyourperception.org.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning. listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and this morning we are here to talk about women in business. And from the American Business Women's Association, we have Darlene Firestone, who is the local president of the Territorial Charter Chapter. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. And Wendy Stewart, also from the I just joined, so Territorial Charter Chapter. That's a tongue twister.
It is. Yes, it is. Good
morning. So good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Kim.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about ABWA, because the full association name, like most of them, is long.
ABWA, we just celebrated nationally our 71st year, and it started with Hillary Buston, who was in World War II helping out, and when World War II was over, they all lost their jobs, and they were a little lost and didn't know what to do, so they decided to start this group of women, for women, to support women, to help with the transition and to support each other. And along with that, her son, Stephen Buston, decided to do a impact scholarship, Memorial Education Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do a lot of our supporting on with ABWA. We support that fund and we give scholarships to people in Yuma, women in Yuma.
Right, okay. And so tell me what exactly we do at our local chapter.
At our local chapter, we meet the fourth Tuesday of every month. And before that, we send out an agenda. We send out what the meal choices will be and where the meeting will be. And we meet, we talk about what's needed in the chapter. We have a speaker that we do an educational 45-minute speech. And we do, we eat, we do networking, and we support each other. That's the big thing, education and supporting and networking.
Perfect. And well, and I know why I joined, but Darlene, why did you join?
I actually joined. A friend of mine said, hey, there's a women's group, and you should come and see what it's all about. And I was like, oh, gosh, a bunch of women getting together. I don't know. That's scary. But I got there, and just the support and the networking, I was like, wow, this is really great. And I was in advertising at the time, so I was like, okay, this will really help me in my business, and this will help me to grow. And it really grew on me.
And has it helped you to grow?
Oh, yes.
I mean, what's your favorite thing about it?
I was asked to speak at the Rotary.
Okay.
And I have a fear, just like right now, I have a fear of talking in front of people. And
there's nobody here. It's just us. Yeah. We got Russ in here. I mean, I guess maybe everybody's afraid of talking in front of Russ. But we didn't give him a microphone, so it's okay.
I'm still scared of it. But And I think the friendship I made out of it and seeing myself grow, but seeing everybody grow and everybody take a lead. And we have such quiet women that all of a sudden they just blossomed. And to me, that is exciting.
I would say, wait a minute. I was just at the last meeting. We have quiet women? Yeah, Russ had to turn down my mic on that one, didn't you? He started laughing. No, I'm just kidding. It's a great group of women. And so, Wendy, what got you started in AWA?
ABWA.
ABWA. Dyslexic this morning, apparently.
It is hard to say.
It is hard to say.
We just say ABWA.
Yeah, that sounds better.
What got me started was I was new to Yuma. I moved here 11 years ago and wanted just to meet some like-minded people. And so I found out about ABWA when I worked in healthcare. And really, like Darlene said, the connections, the networking, it was great. I actually was finishing my master's degree, and I applied for and got the scholarship from ABWA.
So
I'm a recipient. So I believe in what we do. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you know why I've joined ABWA, right? Wendy twisted my arm. I'm kidding. Or maybe she plied me with donuts.
Oh, her and your donuts. And donuts.
I'm just kidding. It's a great group of women. And it was not because, you know, I've been here 6 months, but I knew a lot. I mean, when I went to my first meeting, Darlene, and you were introducing me to everybody as a new member, I'm like, okay, in case somebody already doesn't know me, because I knew so many people in the room already. And it kind of makes me wonder, you know, it's clearly a successful group. And I think that success is breeding success in others.
Yes.
Yes. And we are now at 45 members. And by the end of April, we should be back up to 50 members in our group. And, of course, they don't all go mm-hmm. to the meeting for various reasons. And but just each one of us brings something to the table. And that's what we decided as a board, that we were going to allow everybody to be involved, everybody to have a say. It's not about the board making all the decisions. It's about a group making all the decisions. And I think the chapter feels really comfortable doing that. They're not shy about it. They have an opinion. If it works, it works. And if not, you know, they keep moving on. And that's what's nice about it. We're a team.
Now, we definitely talked about a lot, like at the last meeting. I know that it was all open and it was kind of, this is what we're thinking about doing. What do you think about it? Even though I was a brand new member, I was still included in the conversation. If I had an opinion, I could speak up. Now, being new, I didn't speak up much, which is probably surprising to most people who know me, because I'm usually not shy in my opinion, but you know that I did speak up talking about the silent auction coming up, because I love silent auctions. So Wendy, give me your best, like, success story. What have you gotten out of it? How long have you been a member, and what have you gotten out of it?
I've been a member on and off for about 4 years. I had to take a break when I was doing my master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say what I really have gotten out of it is the network and the connections. And we support each other. I think that's the most amazing thing when you're in a group, you know, like a women's group. We're supporting each other. So we all share each other's businesses. We make sure that everybody in the community knows who we support. If we have a problem or a concern, I know everybody's just a phone call away. So it's, like I said, being kind of newer to Yuma in the last 11 years, I feel like I have some strong friendships from ABWA.
And Darlene, what about you?
Probably the same, the networking and, mm-hmm. and the friendship, and knowing that, like, we've changed things up a little bit. When we do the networking, everybody gets to talk to everybody. We used to go into little groups and huddle. Did you really talk about your business or networking? We didn't know everybody. And now you know everybody. You know their kids, their spouse, their what they like to do for
their favorite
hobbies.
Ice cream.
Yeah,
we their have favorite these, ice cream. There we go.
Questions about, like, you know, what is your favorite ice cream? And then of course after the meeting we all like stopped at dairy.
Okay, so what is your favorite ice cream?
You know, I don't like ice cream. I was the only one.
Oh dear.
I'm like a cake girl. I like vanilla cake.
Vanilla. So even vanilla cake. It's not even like chocolate or star. It's vanilla cake.
Plain vanilla cake.
Oh, dear.
Give me a vanilla cupcake and I'm happy.
Oh, and one of the things that I was surprised about was even though it's a women's organization, men are welcome.
They are. We have our first member is a spouse of one of our members.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a member, and we just had our second member. And as long as they cater to the women and their job involves women, why not? You're in a group of women. You're going to be able to network with them. So, yeah, we do allow men as long as, I mean, now if they're, like, in something that's specifically geared towards men, then it's something that, you know, why are you joining?
I'm trying to think what jobs are specifically geared towards men anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, there aren't very many.
That's a good point.
I was going to say, so what are the criteria to join? I mean, can anybody join up? Oh. And we better do that after the break. Russ is telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Slightly cooler yesterday. Now we're warming back up, and it stays warm the rest of the week. Sunny and 96 today. Mid-60s tonight. Breezy tomorrow, 97 the high. By speeding up the hiring process, Indeed puts the dash in dashboard. Use Instant Match to connect immediately with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Then use your dashboard to conduct interviews. Find out more at Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Are you tired of sitting behind a desk all day? Maybe you are tired of doing the same thing, day after day after day. I am Ricky Mitchell, the director of sales of the best radio stations in Yuma. And if I just described you and your current job situation, you are outgoing, never met a stranger, you are a sales professional, and most of all, you like to have fun, then we need to talk. El Dorado Broadcasters has an immediate opening, and you could be the one to join our team. Call me now, 329-3086. 329-3086. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity. Opportunity employer.
And we are back listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And we are here this morning with Darlene Firestone of ABWA. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Wendy Stewart, also of ABWA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Although you guys do have, I mean, you're both on the board of ABWA, but like all associations, you're volunteers with the organization.
Yes. Everything we do is outside of work.
Exactly.
It's after work. It's on our lunch hours. And yes, everything is done. Our meetings are all after.
Perfect. Okay, so Darlene, okay, so I mean, I know where you are, your real jobs. I see you at them. Okay, but Darlene, where do you work?
I'm with the Holiday Inn Express, Office 3E. I'm the Director of Sales out there.
And Wendy?
I'm a financial advisor with Edward Jones.
And both are members of the Chamber.
Yes, we
yes.
are.
Very familiar. And Darlene's an ambassador, too.
Yes, new ambassador.
One of our newest ones. Yay.
Yes.
Excited to work with you this year. So we were talking a little bit about what does it take to join ABWA?
We are a national chapter, mm-hmm. So in order to join ABWA, you just have to pay your dues. We have national dues, and we also have local dues. And the dues go towards speakers. They go towards conferences. So it's geared towards education, and it helps you as a person grow. And so that's basically all you have to do is fill out the paperwork and then send it in and you're accepted. Anybody can join.
I was just going to say, so now, I mean, when I was 26 and just starting out in my career, I mean, I noticed that like at the last meeting, it was a lot of people around my age who had successful businesses or were successful. But I can see that this would be tremendously valuable to somebody who, I mean, I started my career in membership organizations at 26. And I'm thinking of all of the mentors I would have had in the room had I joined at a much younger age.
Yes, very much so. And that's one of the things is once we get done with this one event, we want to reach out to the younger generation, mm-hmm. you know, fresh out of college. This would be perfect for them. And also the scholarships we give away, they become members.
Perfect.
And, yeah. So we definitely, it's for all ages.
So let's talk about that a minute, because I know there is this really cool event coming up. I'm really excited about it. So who wants to tell everybody more about that event?
So we do want to talk about our first fundraiser of the year. It's our first time doing this fundraiser and the first one of the year. And we had a vision. So when I think we saw somewhere that over half of the businesses were owned and operated by women.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to, you know, kind of look around, you see people like Julie Engel, Susan Smith, Gladys Brown, Kim Kell, Annette Lagunas, and many other women running restaurants, retail stores, hotels, nonprofit organizations, investment firms, and even in construction like Shannon. And so what we wanted to do is bring together these women and talk about their success and struggles. So we're calling it Her Story. So it's her story of success, which we know that doesn't just happen overnight. There's many, many long days and long nights and, missed events to just really focus on your business. And so we wanted to really kind of show these women in an inspirational manner and to highlight them and then to talk at this event and tell their story. So kind of back to what you guys were saying about maybe these younger generation, mm-hmm. we would really love them to see that success comes from not giving up.
It does. I think I was talking to you, I remember that morning we were at Donut Corral.
Coffee and donuts.
We weren't eating donuts, actually. but we were talking about, I saw an image of an iceberg. And many people have seen that image. And the little tip of the iceberg is the success. But if you even watch an ice cube float in a glass, there's just a little bit of the ice showing above the water. Everything else is below it. And all of that below it is all the hard work and, dare I say, failures.
Yes.
That came.
Yes.
And the problem is, you know, by the time the, you know, younger women see, you know, the successful women that you've mentioned, they're seeing them at the peak, you know, maybe not necessarily the peak of their success, but they're definitely seeing them on that little chunk outside of the water and haven't seen all of the hard work and everything that went in all those years before that. I mean, like I said, I started in membership management when I was 26. Well, it's been a couple of years ago. More than I want to admit. Yeah, Ross has given me looks. This is a couple of years ago. You know, they, you know, amazingly enough, they don't let you be the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce without having a couple of years of experience. and so, you know, they don't see that, and that's why I think this is so important. So, what exactly is the event?
So the event is, it is going to be on May 8th, and we are working through our nomination process. So we did nominate local women in the community, the ABWA members did, and we're working through those nominees. They were really great, a lot of great women.
There's a lot of great women in Yuma, there really are. I mean, there's just, Yuma has such strong leadership and community anyway.
Yes. Yeah, and to pick a finalist is going to be very hard because, you know, they all, like you say, I mean, you see the iceberg underneath. You see their stories. So we're working through that. And then the event itself will be those three women, the three finalists, will be telling their story. They'll be sharing it in, like, kind of a TED Talk fashion where we'll have, you know, some questions for them to think about. And we will be, it'll be during high tea. So it'll be a really fun, really exciting event, and it's the Saturday before Mother's Day. So, you know, we would love to see mothers and daughters there just really, again, connecting and uniting and hearing these strong, powerful women tell their stories.
Yeah, they can't see in the radio my big grin every time we say hi, tea. I love going to tea. So, I've got my pinky already prepared. It's in the air. We're ready to go. And at the last meeting, everybody was bringing teacups. So that everybody, now, are they going to be able to take the teacups home?
We will have one teacup for all the participants that are there. And they will be served tea style. So they'll have the tea sandwiches and the scones. You're educating me on that, Kim, because that is, I've never been to a tea party.
I know, but you should have seen it. I'm like, so is there going to be lemon curd? And she's like, wait, what?
Well, I joke because I was telling my girlfriends about how I was doing this event, and then we added the tea party to it. And my girlfriend said, well, did you have to take off the camel first, Wendy, when they told you?
Oh, dear, yeah.
So this is, for me, it's something I'm really excited about, just to, you know, have this be the networking. And I think a great start to 2021 in terms of fundraising and events.
It's just nice to be hearing about an in-person event. Oh, wait, we're going to meet in person? Are you kidding me?
Yes, and it will be at the Holiday Inn Express, so we'll be doing it there. And all the proceeds from this event are going towards the scholarship fund. So it is going to some female in Yuma that will be the recipient of the proceeds from this event. So that's really exciting.
I think that's what I liked about her story, because it brings it full circle, because it's successful women, and the event is celebrating the successful women and their successes, but the fundraiser part is for scholarships for women who are growing their success and going to school to do so.
Yes. And so we have to just mention, though, because of COVID, we are restricted right now on number of ticket sales, so just watch our social media to see when we are going to open those up to the public. And so we're working on that as well. But we do have a Facebook page that you can follow us on, and that's where we'll make that announcement.
And we are still needing sponsors, if anybody out there would like to sponsor the event. And we do want to give a shout-out to Acme Staffing, Regional Center for Border Health, Edward Jones,
for the
Chamber of Commerce for sponsoring us. And like I said, if there's anybody else please reach out to me. And it's, my phone number is 928-261-9396. My name is Darlene, but it's just going to be a great event. So I hope everybody, like, follows us on Facebook. We have some cute ads going on there.
Do you have your Facebook website? Okay. We can look it up during the break. So, Darlene, but what's your phone number again, just in case somebody didn't catch it the first time?
928-261-9396.
Perfect. And we'll share it on our Facebook so that everybody can find it. That'll make it a lot easier. And so what does it cost?
The cost per ticket is $25.
So not expensive for, I mean, I've been to some high tees that are $60, $70, $80. So $25 is very reasonable. And it comes with their tea. And they even get to keep the teacup. So that's,
yeah.
That's, and little sandwiches and...
And really the event itself, that's just to hear these, again, three strong mm-hmm. women share their story is, we just really want it to be an event where we are inspiring other women, you know, to not give up, to do their best, even when they have a million things on their plate and they just don't know how they can handle one more thing. Just, you know, we all know we've been there, and so we'll get through it, and, you know, you'll be successful as well.
Mm-hmm. And it can be, and that's what, you know, I'm kind of thinking about the young mothers out there right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking what it would be great for them to hear these stories, but, man, when I was a young mom and trying to work at the same time, high tea, I'm just thinking trying to get away was so hard.
That is true.
I'm just thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, but to let them know that they have a support network out there, we've all been through it.
Yes.
You know, most of the successful women that I know that you mentioned earlier are all moms.
Yes.
So we somehow figured it out.
We do.
I don't know how. A lot of sleepless nights, I think.
It's sleepless nights, no bathroom breaks, barely eating, and sometimes tears, right?
There's a lot of tears, unfortunately. I think I told you the story of the time that I was standing in Washington National Airport at the ticket desk crying to the mm-hmm. agent trying to get home for my son's Christmas program.
Yes.
You know, and those are the stories that you don't hear. I mean, those are the stories that, you know, you don't realize that we were all in situations like that. And, you know, I was traveling across the country and my flight got canceled and my son's Christmas program was that night. And they were originally telling me they couldn't get me out till the next day, and I sat and cried to the gate agent. I think he was in first grade or something. I'm crying to the gate agent, please, 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 please. And I will tell you, I had the sweetest gate agent in the whole world who actually found a way for me to get home. I made it. I actually took my shuttle instead of home straight to the school.
Oh, wow.
But I did make it with about 20 minutes to spare.
Wow. But you made it.
I did make it. I had, like I said, I had a very sympathetic gate agent who was her mom herself.
Yeah.
You know, and that sometimes is, you know, we all get it.
Yeah, definitely.
And so it's going to be at the Holiday Inn Express May 8th, the day before Mother's Day, but tickets are not on sale yet.
Okay. Yes. We're still working that piece out, and but like Wendy mentioned, to follow us on social media, and then we'll get that out there.
And attendance is going to be pretty limited.
It is, yes, and that's why we're not opening it up to the public yet. We're keeping it within our ABWA club, and then the nominees first, just to make sure, or sponsors, mm-hmm. and then from there we'll know if we've got any available for the public. So. But we're very excited. We know that this year it'll be our first run, and next year it'll be even bigger and better.
And where do the scholarships go to local women?
Uh-huh. It goes to local women's right now on our Facebook page as well. We have the scholarship information. We because we didn't have the expo, we couldn't do the scholarships like we wanted to.
Uh-huh.
So our goal for next year is to have $6,000 in scholarships. So this is what the tea party is hopefully going to do. But, yeah, it'll be on our Facebook page, and they can go on there, and it has all the criteria to apply.
Perfect. And you are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Shop
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
Hope lives here in California, but during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
At H&R Block, tax time means max refund time. And with virtual tax prep, our experts can help you get your refund from home, stay in your sweatpants. Just snap some pics of your docs and a tax pro does the work. Your maximum refund is guaranteed or your money back. Virtual tax prep, one of the many ways Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
On Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and we do have a few announcements. First of all, I get a lot of questions in the office right now. When are we going back to in-person events at the Chamber? And as well as Darlene and Ross and Wendy, everybody in here can attest, in-person events don't happen overnight. As much as I would love to say, hey, good morning, Yuma, tomorrow is going to be in-person, we have breakfast again. Yeah, it's not quite that simple. You know, we have to plan the event. We have to get the speakers organized. We have to get a venue. And right now I'm discovering the venues aren't exactly ready for in-person events yet either. So trying to find a venue that has staffed up at this point, especially to do something plated like Good Morning Yuma, is not possible. So we are possibly June, but definitely July, going to have Good Morning Yuma again. So in the meantime, tomorrow, Good Morning Yuma will be virtual again on Facebook Live. And the program is going to be Mayor Doug Nichols doing the State of the City. So it's going to be a really great program, I'm sure. And then on Thursday, April 22nd, we have a pretty important lunch and learn for anybody who got a PPP loan or is thinking about getting a PPP loan. Because in case you didn't know, Congress just extended the deadline for PPP loans. You now have until May 31st. However, I am hearing they are running out of funding, so it may not go to May 31st. But as of right now, they have extended the deadline to apply for a PPP loan, Payroll Protection Program loan, until May 31st. And on April 22nd, Randy Nelson is going from SBDC is going to be showing us all how to get forgiveness on our PPP loans, which is applicable to us because we got one at the Chamber as well. That is free to Chamber members, $25 for non-members if you want to come. It is virtual. We will be doing it via Zoom. We are looking at doing another virtual mixer. We are going back to in-person mixers again, probably July. It looks like in June. I've kind of mentioned already on Chamber Chatter numerous times we're going to be doing the Amazing Race in June. And so I'm pretty excited about that. I love the TV show anyway. I'm a huge fan. So I'm looking forward to watching the teams go around Yuma and complete the challenges and see who won. And for those that don't know, we are going to be doing a staggered start, so it's not going to be the first person across the finish line. It's going to be quickest time, so they're not going to know who won. And now that the governor has lifted the restrictions, it does look like we're going to be able to have a reception that night after the Amazing Race so we can announce the winners. So we're doing that in lieu of a June mixer, and then we'll return to in-person mixers in July. And we are starting to reach out to the organizations that we're supposed to be hosting to make sure that they'll be ready to go. So we are getting close. And Darlene, I'm sure you can attest to me, in-person events they're coming, but it takes a little bit, right? You're at a hotel.
Oh, yes. And our phone is nonstop.
There
are weddings, baby showers, everybody's like, oh, I need to book this before somebody else, and we're getting pretty booked.
And that's the other issue that we're running into at the Chamber. It's sometimes a matter of making sure that the hotel is staffed up to go back to in-person events or venue. It doesn't have to be a hotel. But also, everybody's trying to book everything all at the same time. And so things get booked up very quickly. So finding dates and things are not as easy as everybody would imagine. So as much as we're trying to get back to in-person events at the Chamber, there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle that we're still putting together. So, but it does look like June, July, we will be back, and then we'll stay back, hopefully. So in the meantime, we are here talking about, well, events and various things with ABWA, and we've got Darlene. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning.
And Wendy. Good morning, Wendy. Mm-hmm. And so we just talked about her story and the fabulous high tea that we're going to be having on May 8th. But you guys have a big event that's kind of been, we had to cancel it due to COVID. And it's usually in the spring, right? But it's coming up in October?
Coming up in October at the Civic Center. Yes, and it's one of our biggest events, and that helps us to raise a lot of funds for the scholarship. And we're going to be partnering with the Civic Center to have it out there.
Perfect. And okay, so tell me more about the, clearly I've never been. I'm new to Yuma. So tell me all about it.
We have a lot of vendors mm-hmm. that come out. And the one thing I love about ABWA is our members get the first right of refusal.
Okay.
So we open it up to our members first. So say if they belong to Mary Kay and they want a booth, then that's their booth. If they don't want it, then we open it to other Mary Kay members.
So you do limit the expo to one per
category.
I was just going to say, one per company doesn't make sense. One per category. So like there would only be one Mary Kay, one Color Street,
one jewelry, one perfume, yes, one exterminator. We have... Everybody comes out for this. It's a huge event, and we have a VIP section where they come in and they can they get to go in before everybody else because it does draw like big crowds. I'm not sure the number,
mm-hmm.
but and then we have food vendors and mm-hmm. we give them a goodie bag. And the year before, Paul Benzel donated some diamonds in the bag.
Oh.
And so people were looking for the diamonds. We actually never recovered one. So somebody walked away with a goodie bag without knowing that they had a real diamond in there.
Oh, so, that's horrible.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. But they get the goodie bags and...
I mean, it's awesome that they got diamonds, but it's horrible that somebody didn't realize that they had a diamond in their bag.
Yeah. But it's just a huge event. And like I said, we are able to make a lot of money towards the sponsorships.
Scholarships. That's okay.
Yes.
That's okay. So what date is it in October?
I'm not sure. It's towards the end of October. I want to say the 23rd, maybe.
Okay.
It's going to be on a Saturday.
Right.
And it's an all-day event.
And does it take up pretty much the entire Civic Center?
It does. It's huge. Like, so many people are, they sign up for it. So there's a lot of people that you can go in and shop from.
Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm thinking women and shopping, and I am a traditional, yet I like to shop. And not all women do, I know, but I do. And so will there be opportunities, like Mary Kay, I know, can't sell it, something like that. They can only, take orders. But there will be vendors actually selling things there?
Yes. Yep, and we have, it's open for men as well. It's usually women that mm-hmm. go, but, I mean, we have exterminators, blind people, different...
selling blinds, obviously.
Yes. Not blind people. Selling blinds, yes, thank you.
Although blind people are welcome.
And this is, it's going to be a little different. The past members of ABWA that planned this are no longer with us, so it's going to be all new to us. But I think after her story, we're good. We've got a great team. And
we do.
I'm sure you're going to be pros.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
We can sleep in November.
Yeah, exactly. No, then you got the holidays coming, and it's all new stuff.
That's true.
And so is it free? Is a free event? I mean, I realize the vendors have to pay for their booths, but what about people attending?
Yeah, it is not a free event. I'm not sure the ticket prices yet. We have to kind of look at all of that. So we do have a VIP ticket price and then a regular ticket price.
And the VIP, as you mentioned, can get in early.
Mm-hmm. And they get to go to all the booths and before the crowd starts. We do a lot of, we get a lot of donations of bags. So we do a lot of
the what am I trying to think?
Like raffle prizes?
Raffle. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm stuck on the...
That's okay.
Yeah, so we do a lot of the raffles. It's just a fun event. That's and it helps the community. So.
Well, absolutely, because it would be, you know, everything shop local, and clearly the people that are going to be, would be exhibiting there would be local vendors.
Yes.
In general, I would think. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we keep talking about these scholarships, and we haven't really talked about who they go to, how you get them, and I'm sure there are people, especially, you know, it's getting to be spring, and you've got a lot of graduating seniors, and you've got people thinking about how I'm going to pay for fall tuition, and even if they're not seniors, you know, I've got a junior at home. Of course, he's a boy, but, you know, and myself, I mean, I just went back to school. My first day of classes was last Thursday, so...
Oh, wow.
I know, it's scary. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but I'll find the time. It's a priority. And so exactly what are these scholarships? How do you get them? You know, give me all the 411.
Okay, so what you want to do is you want to, it goes to any woman that is a U.S. citizen, and they have to be a resident of Yuma County. Their GPA average is 2.75 or higher, and they have to be enrolled in college full-time. With the $1,000 scholarship, you can be enrolled in a community college, technical, or vocational school. So it doesn't have to be a regular community college. And we do have, right now going on, we have two $1,000 scholarships. And you can reach out to our Facebook page, and you can reach out to kerskorner@aol.com. It's kerskorner@aol.com, and you can apply, and she'll be able to walk you through the process of everything.
And so what do you consider, I mean, full-time 12 hours
12
generally
credit. Yes.
And I'm sorry, what was the GPA again?
2.75 or higher.
Oh, so that's achievable.
Yeah,
that's actually pretty easy. And so right now there's two. Ordinarily, I understand there's more.
Yeah, we normally have a $2,000 one and then maybe four $1,000 ones. Due to the COVID, we were able to get together, and with everything we have done in ABWA, we were able to come up with two $1,000 scholarships to help out. And so that'll be for next year's school in August.
And just so you know, everybody, we keep talking about going to the Facebook page. I did look it up. That's what I was just doing. I was paying attention to you, but I was looking it up. And it's facebook.com at ABWA Yuma.
ABWA Yuma.
And, in fact, if they can't get it that way, I did discover that if they go to abwayuma.org, I'm sure that there's a link to the Facebook page there. So we want to make sure that everybody can get to this, especially if they're thinking about getting to a scholarship, or if they're as excited about high tea as I am, they have a way to go find it. And the expo sounds like a ton of fun. And all of this stuff goes for these scholarships. And with, you know, with COVID, clearly, you know, ABWA has been hit.
It has. It's with the expo and having to refund the money back to mm-hmm. everybody for the booth that they had purchased. We did have pipe and drape that we purchased for $6,000 that we didn't get
Ouch.
Refunded. And so, yeah, it took a toll on our bank account. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. we all are joining together, and this is going to be our first event to help raise funds.
It's been tough. I mean, it's been tough. You know, the chamber, we had the same thing where we had to cancel events and try to make it through. We're doing a lot of fun virtual stuff. Can't wait to get back to the in-person. So when is the deadline for these two scholarships that you have right now?
The deadline is May 15th of this year.
And it would be for this fall?
Yes, for this fall.
And how exactly does it work? Do they pay directly to the school?
So what happens is they have to submit a letter, and then the board will read the letters and go through. And then once they choose the two winners, the winners will be notified in June, and will be invited to our June or July ABWA local meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going to award them their scholarships. And they get to bring a mom or dad or sibling to come along. It's really exciting.
That is really exciting. And with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
PhD, professional home doctor.
When it rains, it pours, and when it pours through a leak or a pipe breaks, it means water damage to your home. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly to eliminate the possibility of mold infestation. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PhD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-damaged condition. Call 341-9111 or go to phdyuma.com.
Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
The 2021 76th Annual Yuma JC Silver Spur Rodeo presented by Rain for Ren is on April 16th through the 18th. Friday's Man Up Crusade Purple Day for Domestic Violence Awareness. Saturday, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 2, performance at 4. And Sunday, Military Appreciation and Ram Rodeo Day. Gates open at noon, performance at 2. At Yuma County Fairgrounds. Tickets only at yumarodeo.com. Sponsored in part by Tractor Supply Company and Westerner Products.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and I'm laughing. We have a lot of fun here in the studio during the break. But this morning we are here with a couple of representatives from the Arizona Business Women's Association, ABWA, the local chapter. And we are here with Darlene Firestone. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning.
And Wendy Stewart. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
And we have a fun time anyway. I mean, I was at the last meeting and we have a lot of fun. So let's talk a little bit about those meetings, because they're not just fun. I mean, they're fun. But, I mean, I know the last one was very educational, and I know that we try to make sure that the monthly meetings are educational.
Yes. The one thing I do want to say, the meetings at first, it's only for 2 hours. And at first, for 2 hours, we were like, okay, what are we going to be doing here? And now they could be 4 hours. And all the education that we get and all the networking, it just...
It goes by quick.
It does go by very quick. I was surprised. I mean, I kind of glanced, and I was kind of hanging out a little bit and talking to people after at the last one, and next thing I know, I looked down at my phone. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I still have to go home and help my kid with his schoolwork. I got to go.
Yeah, so every month we bring in a new speaker, and so we went out to our membership, and we said, what kind of topics do you want to hear about and learn about? And then we gauged those speakers to fit that role. So this month is going to be Michelle Headington from YRMC, and she's going to be talking about marketing. So, you know, and we hope to be able to do it at one of their conference rooms, but again, depending on COVID.
Right.
And so we really just try to bring in, you know, and they don't have to be just women either. We did have, Darlene had a speaker come. It was so amazing. His name was Ken, and he talked about meditation and balance and really kind of recentering yourself when it's a hard day. It was amazing.
I needed that day. I missed that one.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, I did peek. Everybody had their eyes closed and they were, and it was really neat. Everybody was really into it. And after the session, they were like, oh my gosh, I want more. I want, because we were just so all relaxed. It was awesome. And we not only have the speakers come out, we also have a class. It's called APEC, and it is on abwa.org, and you can sign up, and they're free classes. So that does help you in your role as a leader in the community, in your work roles, but we do offer the free classes as well.
Perfect. And so, like, next month is marketing. When are the meetings?
They are the fourth Tuesday of every month, and please follow our social media, because again with COVID, we had to rotate a little bit. We used to have one place that we would do our meetings at, and we could always say, this is the hotel to go to. We weren't able to do that last year. So we're just like with the chamber, we're trying to figure out how to get back to the new normal. So every month it does change a little bit until we can find our new home.
Okay. And so and next month is marketing. I mean, I'm excited about that one. I mean, marketing, what I went back to school for is marketing. I feel like everybody needs it. It doesn't matter whether you're marketing for your business or you're marketing for your personal, you know, advantage.
It's very true.
You know, just think about just when you're doing a resume and how you market yourself trying to get a job. You can't be successful without it.
Very true. Yes, very true.
And so do you know exactly what, I mean, you said marketing. Is there anything in more detail that Michelle is going to...
I don't remember.
Oh dear!
I didn't have my coffee before we had our meeting.
So next time we do a show like this, we're meeting at Donut Corral first,
right? Yes.
And having that's kind of our place to meet out in the foothills. And then the month after that, do you know what? I think it's me.
That speaker is supposed to be on business accounting.
Okay.
But with the tax deadlines extended. I need to reach out to them and make sure that they are still good to meet. We did plan it for May because it was after the April deadline,
but then it got moved. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then
in June.
Yeah, and then in June. Yeah, what are we talking about?
We have a Kimberly coming. we might need 2 hours for that one.
I do like to talk. Heaven knows. Are you somebody going to be in the back of the room giving me the cut sign? What is
the timer?
It's like Kimberly. It's 11 o'clock. Everybody wants to go home and go to bed.
We were going to use what you guys do at the chamber and do the signs. 15 minutes. 10 minutes.
Perfect. So I will get cut off. That's like Russ does here. He gives me a little timer to let me know, hey, you got to stop talking at some point. And so, but they're a lot of fun.
Yes.
And education. Is there other? So tell me a little bit. Have either of you taken the APEX classes?
I have. I've been pushing myself. Every month they have a new one, and they give you 45 days to finish it.
Okay.
So the last one I took, I'm like an Excel geek. And it was all about Excel, and I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, and it said...
Oh, Wendy's over here whispering she hates Excel.
Oh,
that's
really
funny.
Excel.
Oh, you do love Excel. Oh, you love Excel. See, I used to teach Microsoft Office, so...
Oh, okay.
So, I'm totally an Excel geek, I guess is the best way to put it. So, what's been your favorite class so far?
That one.
That one?
Yeah.
And what did you like about it? I mean, besides being an Excel geek.
Well, there's different ways you can get to different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact that I have a certain way that I could do something. And then they're like, well, if you go here, you get there quicker and you could do this. And it's just teaching you a new way to do certain things.
And doing the shortcuts.
Yeah, doing the shortcuts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because some of it I taught myself and I was like, mm-hmm. Well, this is pretty cool. So, yeah, there's
and so
different.
The neat thing is that those classes are free with
their
membership.
Yeah, and you have 45 days to do that.
And what are some other ones?
They had one about
Six Sigma.
Oh, yeah. Six Sigma. Okay.
Yeah, and about leadership and
Kaizen. I've seen stuff on Kaizen. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Kaizen is.
It's almost like Six Sigma, where
okay.
You're just kind of taking a process. So Kai means small, and Zen means change.
Mm-hmm.
So you do small changes to make big impacts, and so just kind of breaking it down into smaller units. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And
yeah.
So, but you haven't done them yet? Notice I said yet.
Not yet. No. I have not found the time in my day or night to do those classes yet. But maybe after the expo when I get some time during the holidays, I can dive in.
She is the lead on her story and her email.
Yep.
She's keeping everybody in check and making sure everything's running smoothly. So it's been really nice.
And having 2-hour coffees with me. The poor girl. She's like, I really do have to go now.
Coffee during the day and emails during the night.
And so what's your favorite thing? I mean, we talked a little bit about networking, but tell me specifically, what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite story that you have that how ABWA has helped you?
I think the speaking part and to... just because you're a leader, it's not always... You don't always have the great ideas or the... it's not your way. It's teaching me to embrace everybody and the different personalities. And the fact that I love being a mom and I'm a nurturer. I love helping them to grow and to watch them just explode and take it to the new level. And I'm not going to mention any names, but we have a couple members that are, like I was saying, quiet. And after some of the meetings, after some of the speakers we had, they would approach me and say, oh my gosh, that was just so amazing. I got so much out of it. And to me, that just makes my heart full. That being the president of the chapter, it makes me just so happy.
And Wendy, what about you?
What was the question again? I got lost in Darlene's beautiful story. I did. I was like, oh.
I'm like, what? Give me an
right
example
now.
Of a story that, you know, how ABA has changed things for you or made an impact on you.
So, you know, kind of, you know, going back again 11 years, you know, I was still a professional developing myself and trying to find my place in the world. And I think just like with Darlene, having those skills, watching other people elevate themselves, it made me feel more comfortable. Believe it or not, I would go to conferences and sit in the back of the room and just don't want any attention, don't want to have to talk to anybody. And I told Darlene, I said, I'm actually very introverted myself. I can do one-on-one for a couple of hours, but doing a group is still very hard for me as well. So, you know, having women that are, you know, just smiling and applauding and, you know, patting you on the back or giving you a hug or it helps you with your confidence. And I just can't express that enough, just to really feel like you're part of something bigger than yourself.
Well, and I have to tell you, I'm going to share because, you know, I'm shy and quiet. yeah, they're laughing at me. I mean, I guess I felt like, you know, I always felt like this after I went to a conference where I felt like I'd recharged my batteries. I had renewed purpose. I had renewed energy for what I was going to be doing. And I discovered that in the two ABA meetings that ABWA meetings I've been to, because like I mentioned, I'm a new member, I get that even just in those couple of hours that we spend in the evening. Like after the last one, I mean, I left there and I'm like going back into the office going, okay, we have to have like Wellness Wednesdays now or something where we all eat healthy and maybe we go for a walk at lunch. And,
yes.
You know, it's that, you know, and that's the thing. And I'm sure men get this way too, but I'm not a man, so I can only speak from personal experience. We get to the point where we're drained as women.
Yep, we burn out at both ends.
We're so busy being moms and mothers and daughters, depending on the age, whether you might be taking care of parents and your job, and you feel like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. And those 2 hours just, I guess, brought my zen back. You know, it was just like, okay, I can do this again. I'm okay. I can do this. I've got this whole support network that's making sure that I can do this. And fortunately, when I go into my office, I have another group of powerful women there that make sure I get it done too.
Yeah. And that's what I loved about our first initial speakers for the year. When we did get back to face-to-face, it really was about mental wellness and spiritual wellness and eating, you know, healthy and those habits. And it just was really great.
And it is really great. And so anybody that wants to join, wants information on the High Tea, the expo this fall, abwayuma.org or facebook.com/abwayuma. Check everything out. It's really a great organization. And thank you so much, Darlene and Wendy, for coming
in this
morning.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information